It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever participated in a fat man race. Today's title is Husband Calling at Beach Bend Park. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College. And with me is the man who finds it slightly ironic that calm spelled backwards is mock. He is an assistant professor of communication at WKCTC, Jason Donner.
That I have not noticed before, but yeah, that kind of suits me.
A little bit ironic.
I see what you're doing now here with the intros. We're later going to talk about a fat man race.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Okay.
That's a little tease, as they call it in the biz. In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, the main event will include a 1956 trip to Beach Bend Park on the 4th of July. We will also hear some criticism of the show, or possibly some fan mail from the show.
Yeah, I mean, it might be positive, sure.
In the old Kentucky voicemails. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
Beauty is health. Womanly health means bright eyes, rosy cheeks, clear complexion, and elasticity of form. This is the youth unmeasured by years, the beauty of perfect womanhood. Beautiful women are happier and get more out of life than their sisters whose faces indicate suffering. Wine of Cardwe is giving thousands of women health, beauty, and freedom from the dragging pains which made their lives so miserable. Menstrual irregularities rob the eye of its fire and the complexion of its transparency. Leucorrhea drains the body of its strength, but Wine of Cardwe restores the natural beauty, brightens the eye, clears the complexion, rounds out the figure, and brings back the vigor of health. Every druggist in this city handles dollar bottles of Wine of Cardwe.
Man, you just go there with these ads.
The ads went there. I didn't go anyplace.
I don't know. Right. Well, it's in the ad. You can see it.
Yeah.
Right. Man, so, they're just tough. They say it.
Yeah,
you know,
they said
you
it.
You look bad. You're looking worse. And if you're not going to take this, you're going to be ravaged.
You're on the downhill slide.
Yeah.
You don't have Wine of Cardwe. You know what, though? I think I'm going to reverse course here. I think I'm going to believe in this one because wine's supposed to be healthy, right?
Sure.
Antioxidants and whatever.
Right. It would make you probably a little rosy cheek, like she said.
It would do that. It would put the color right in those cheeks.
Yeah.
And your nose.
And you're going to feel prettier probably, too.
That's what wine is about, right?
Right. You're drinking a little bit of wine. Boy, they're detailed on this thing.
Yeah, they are.
But it's written in that flowery language, too.
Yeah, but they're mentioning some pretty hardcore things.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Haggard eyes.
Leucorrhea.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That's still a medical term, by the way.
Oh.
If you want to Google it later for extra credit, you can.
I assume it was something not to talk about, right?
It's probably not.
Yeah.
We'll just call it lady problems.
Yeah.
And then move on.
So this is wine, though, right?
Yeah.
It's just wine.
It's wine. It's going to fix you up. But they claim that it's a health product,
right,
too. So there's no telling. I don't know if it has any other ingredients. Some of the wines back then did. This is actually before the Harrison Anti-Narcotic Act.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, I mean, they could have some wild things in them.
Well, there's actually a quote here from a patron, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't part of it, but she says, yeah, my husband says the medicine has made me better looking than ever.
Of course he said that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
So I guess it works, yeah.
Yeah, it totally worked.
But I mean, I guess the bigger point is like they just, when we read these now, they just seem like really toughly worded against the person like, you know, you're in bad shape.
And you
We've seen this in other ads, you know, you're just like loss of health and happiness and you're bedraggled.
But
know,
if you
terrible.
Only drink this, you're back in the saddle.
Right.
I think so.
Male or female. We've seen those ads.
Yeah. And I think we got another one of those calls, Jason. Do you want to check out the voicemails?
Oh, yes. Someone called. Let's do it.
Thanks for calling Old Kentucky Tales. For English, press 1.
Para español, marque 2 ahora.
For old-timely Kentucky talk, dial 3 on your rotary phone right now, y'all.
Your call is important to us. All of our historians, speech critiquers, and producers are currently unavailable. If you know your party's 4-digit extension number, you may dial now. For all other inquiries and comments, stay on the line and leave a message after the tone.
Hey, y'all. I had a little comment about Henry Clay. He said he'd rather be right than president. Oh, man, that's crazy talk. Not even my wife believes that.
Was that the end?
That's the end. Oh, that was okay. All there was he to just that message. Stopped. I thought he was going to keep going, too. I don't
expected
know what
more.
Happened there.
I expected for him to just keep going and further explain that. You know, he's always a little bit sounded like Elvis. Have you noticed that? That there's an Elvis quality.
Well, it makes sense. Elvis was a Southern guy.
It makes perfect sense.
He's a Southern guy.
Same latitude or longitude, whichever it is.
Both, I think. Yeah. Pretty close. Similar in both.
Right. Yeah. He's always kind of had that sound. It actually sounded like Tiny Elvis. Do you know what Tiny Elvis means?
I've never heard of Tiny Elvis.
Well, it's really funny. It's a Saturday Night Live thing. Okay. And it was a miniature 6-inch tall Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, the Prez.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's nice that somebody like that's listening, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he could say a little bit more. Tweet us out.
Yeah. That's what. Don't just leave a message
right.
And then not follow
up
with some social media exposure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. But now, the moment we've all been waiting for,
the main event.
This one, Jason, is fun. It is a 4th of July trip, 1956, to Beach Bend Park. And this is where you're going to celebrate the 4th, Independence Day. We're going to be partying like it's 1776 in 1956.
Okay, so they're doing, maybe they're doing things that we just don't do anymore. It's kind of their activities.
Some things are familiar.
Some things.
Mini golf. That's
golf.
Familiar. Swimming
that's
pool. That's familiar.
Yep.
Skating rink.
Skating. Some people.
A little antiquated, maybe.
But not as big as it was, but certainly we know what they're talking
about.
Sure.
And they've got a small zoo there. They bill it as Kentucky's largest zoo.
Okay. Right.
14 big time park rides.
Uh huh.
So that's big time if you got 14
big time.
Of them, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says. Time in quotation marks.
Yeah, but not.
It's kind of weird. Why are the air quotes around time?
I don't know. Big time.
Big time.
That's probably
park
just
rides.
A mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. Barbecue served all day. You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Yes, we love to do that.
Okay. But Wednesday morning, starting at 8:30 a.m., they've got all kinds of fun activities.
These contests.
With cash prizes.
Yeah.
So you can go there and potentially make money on your 4th of July celebration.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it sounds really old-fashioned kinds of things, too.
Yeah, some of these really are. It's like we're hearkening back to the late 19th century, maybe.
Yeah.
And that would make sense in 56.
Do I talk too much about Little House on the Prairie? I think I probably do.
You can never talk
Most
too much
of
about Little
you're
House
talking,
on the Prairie.
I'm thinking about Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Well,
and these are like
these
that,
things.
These kinds of turn of the century.
I think that's right, because there's a square dance
exactly.
And fiddler contest.
Yes, square dance.
Cash prizes there. There's also raccoon on the log.
You mean like to eat?
Nope.
Stick?
This is a sporting event of some sort, and what happens is you take a log and you put a raccoon on it.
Okay.
You float it out into the water somewhere.
Oh, okay. You just stick him out in the water and see if he can
stay
afloat.
Well, that's not all, because now you're going to send the dogs in, and the dogs are going to go and see if they can pull him off the log.
Oh, okay. So he goes there.
And that's the – I don't know. I guess if your dog does it, you get the prize. I'm not sure exactly about how you get paid.
Well, you didn't read the rest of it. It says drag.
Well, and that's a separate kind of thing, I believe.
Oh, it's not – okay. That's what I'm picturing the dogs are doing.
Well,
that poor rat. That's terrible.
Well, the drag is like a hunting. It's like a fake hunting thing.
Okay.
From what I understand. Like, I tried to look this up, but
pretend to go hunt a raccoon.
Yeah, you take raccoon scent.
Ah.
And I think that's the dragging part. You kind of drag that around, and then the dog is following the thing.
You know they used a real raccoon.
They might have. It is still 56.
Yeah, why not? Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
They could have. Swimming races.
Okay, that's fine.
Contest. Yeah. All kinds of diving contest.
Uh-huh.
I would not want to be in a diving contest.
Have you ever dove? Honestly, have you ever dove into a swimming pool?
I'm just afraid of it.
Right.
I can't do it.
It feels like you're just going to the bottom.
Yeah, I've jumped feet first, but it's not really
but
diving.
You're not leading with your head. Right?
No, I've never done that. And I can't even imagine trying to do it in a contest where it has to be good.
Or just way up there.
Mm-mm. No. And they've got races.
Now, the three-legged race is something that probably everybody did. Kids do this. Three-legged race. You tie your leg to
the
other leg. Yeah. Now, that's fun. We still do that.
Yeah. Three-legged race. Sack race. I used to enjoy those.
Yeah.
But what about a fat man race?
Fat man race.
What's that going to be like?
Maybe that means, like, the three-legged race that they do something, like the, I don't know, they put something on your shirt or under your shirt. You know, it's kind of like a kid acting like he's fat. I don't think he's actually fat men.
You don't think they're racing two fat men? Because I would love to see that.
Well, I mean, after that it says ladies over 30.
Yeah, see? So you're going to have an over 30 women's race.
Maybe it is a fat man race.
And a men's over 30 race.
Yeah.
And so maybe you can be a fat man of any age and kind of jiggle all the way to the finish line,
and everybody's just laughing at it.
Oh, you know they'd think it was hilarious, right? I think so.
Some would, Brent. Yes.
I would.
I'm pretending to be shocked.
My son would more than anybody.
Yeah.
He would pay big money.
Well,
he would empty out his wallet to see this.
Right.
I know he would.
I'm already having more fun with this, by the way.
Yeah, I mean.
This is a good topic.
This is. It's greased pole climbing.
Now, greased pole climbing makes perfect sense. I don't know if anybody's seen
it.
Well, I mean, it's clear what's going on. And you see that depicted sometimes. Maybe someone's doing it, but I mean, imagine that.
Oh yeah, it's easier
just
to
trying
imagine than some
to,
of these.
Right, just trying to climb a pole, but
that'd
be
all
funny.
Over it, yeah,
right.
It would be funny. I wonder if they could do it.
Sometimes they'll grease a pig and they try to catch it. You know, it just becomes impossible.
Oh yeah, guinea catching contest. So we've got things like that here. Cash prizes for that, and you win the pig. Did you see that?
What?
The guinea is the prize.
And you catch a pig?
Yeah.
Is the guinea the pig?
It has to be,
oh,
right?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what a guinea is. Sounds like a bird.
Oh, it's a bird?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a chicken. You're catching a chicken.
Okay. Well,
finally.
So you win the chicken.
Finally, I got you. Finally.
Yeah. All right.
Brent did not look up guinea.
I did not look up guinea.
Yes.
I did not.
Yeah.
But apparently you can grease all sorts of things.
Right. Well, they didn't grease the chickens.
And catch them.
You skipped over the hog calling contest.
Hog calling contest, that's got to be a fun one.
Right.
But what could be even more fun than that?
Very tongue-in-cheek. Husband calling contest.
Husband calling contest.
Now, that's just like everybody doing improv. Everybody's joking around. You know, they got to play along. I guess that the women just would get out and just do funny sounds, and everybody would laugh.
Yeah, they're
did
like...
the men ever do it? Did it do anything?
I don't know. I think the way I imagine
this.
Is that
just a joke? It's like a joke contest.
Oh, yeah. It would be a joke, right?
Yeah.
So you've just done the hog calling contest. So now you're going to have the husband. And so then the woman's going to get up there and she's going to be like, Stanley.
Yeah.
Get over here, Stanley.
That's probably exactly right. Yes.
And there's a cash prize for it. So why not?
That might work on a pig.
Yeah.
If his name's Stanley.
Stanley
what was that
the pig?
Pig's name? Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that ended well. For real. They were going to kill him, but he got out of it.
Saved at the end of the day.
All right. Since we're talking about Wilbur, all right, I know this kills you to get off track. We got plenty of time. Charlotte's Web, right?
Yeah.
All right. There's a major problem with Charlotte's Web. Everybody thought that was some pig. Very incredible, right? But the pig was just sitting there. The spider was doing the writing. The spider was amazing, not the pig.
And that was the ironic twist, wasn't it?
Yeah, no one mentions that.
Yeah.
All right. I feel better now.
You finally, after 30 years
yes.
of having that weigh on your chest.
I bring it up every day. What's a rolling
didn't
pin?
Didn't you bring it up at the last staff meeting? I think you did.
I did bring it up, I guess.
I've got a motion to make about Charlotte's
Web.
Put that
on the agenda.
Does anybody second that?
Yeah.
Can I get a
second? It needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's a wrong that just needs to be righted. It's just hanging out there, isn't it?
And the rat named Templeton.
Yeah.
What a cool name.
Rolling pin contest.
Yes. Right.
A rolling pin throwing contest.
Throwing contest. Yeah, the rolling pin. You know, that big, heavy piece of wood.
Yeah, so that's kind of like a shot put sort of deal or like a javelin kind of thing.
Seems like they wouldn't want to do that. I mean, it's probably going to ruin the rolling pin or break it.
It's just for fun.
Is that what they call those? They roll out the biscuits?
Yeah,
rolling
that's it.
Pin.
Yeah, okay. It's in the kitchen. It's probably in your drawer, and it's been in there for 12 years, and you've used it once.
I don't really roll things out anymore. I just...
It's in the package.
You know, you burst
that
biscuit thing, and it's already been pre-produced.
Yeah, I think that. But that's what that thing is, and you're supposed to throw it.
Kinda biggest like family at the park.
Biggest family
that's
at the park.
That's by number, though. People had a lot of kids in those days.
So you show up with the 12 kids, and you're probably going to be the winner. Correct. Longest married couple. We do this sometimes at reunions and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you demonstrate that. Like, I guess they're going to take your word for it.
Yeah, just take your word for it. Right. Yeah. They would do, we would do that at church a lot.
But at church,
like,
you know
you have
each
enough
other.
Kit. That's true. Well, you're going to have to take their word for it.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
The shortest married couple?
Shortest married couple. When I first read that, I took that all wrong.
You think like these people are like 5'2 or something?
I thought they meant short.
Yeah.
But of course they mean
the
least amount
of
time.
Because long never means tall, right?
Yeah. And who cares if they just got married? That's not an accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm with you. Then, Warren County Championship Horseshoe Pitching Contest. So, I mean, that's a real thing.
That sounds like a big deal to them.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one that if you win that,
right.
You've got the trophy up there next to the mantle, and you're like,
that was a big thing, though. People really like to do that.
Yeah, I remember people playing horseshoes.
I do too, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw somebody do it.
Yeah.
But I remember.
I can remember how they'd throw it, they kind of just loop it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Then we've got some more standard kinds of entertainments here, motorcycle races.
Okay.
They did this for years at Beach Bend Park. For decades after this, even.
Yeah.
$600 cash purse. Now, that's interesting. $600 in 1956 is a pretty good chunk of change.
Uh-huh.
I think you wouldn't mind that.
Well, this says that professional riders are there.
Yeah. This is more of like a real
This is the big event that people come to watch.
Yeah. They've got that for sure. Also, car races.
Right.
Then there's the big Sundown 4th of July Square Dance.
Yeah.
They brought in a kind of a local big name band, it looks like there.
Yeah, Otis.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Blanton and his Blue Ridge Rangers.
And then spectacular, sensational fireworks because it is the 4th of July.
Right.
And you've got to finish up there with the 4th of July.
This isn't any different, though, than real. Some of the activities are different, but like. You know, it's the same idea that we still do. We just take the day off, come together, play games, and do things for fun.
Yeah, and Beach Bend Park, this is still a place you can go for entertainment. It's an amusement park today. And this is kind of looks like where they're developing a lot of these things, like the 14 big-time park rides. I'm sure they've gone way past 14 today.
Right, yeah. Yeah, this is really neat.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a pretty good, fun time. If you can find a hot tub and go back in time and to 1956, there you go, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we still got to pay some bills. And our sponsor for this half of the program is the 1943 Firestone War Tire. You may be eligible to buy the new Firestone War Tire. You get that? You may be eligible.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like,
that's rationing.
You got to qualify. Oh, okay.
So what's happening there is you are limited in certain products that you can buy, and rubber happens to be one of those products.
Right.
Rubber comes from the jungle, and the supply lines are in jeopardy. And plus, we're churning out this amazing war machine, and those tires have got to go on airplanes and Jeeps and all these things.
So why would you be eligible?
If you've got... the right kind of rationing points and all of that, then
it's
you
just
can
your
do
turn,
this.
Right?
Yeah. You might be able to buy this. They say, like, if it's your turn, kind of. That's a good way to phrase that. I'm going to actually start using that in class. If it's your turn, you could do this. The Firestone method of recapping is factory controlled. So if your present tires can be recapped, insist on Firestone factory controlled recapping.
So they're talking about just putting another layer on this thing and trying to extend the life of the tire.
Yeah. So what happens
gotta be
is
what they mean.
Getting a new tire is really hard.
Yeah.
But
they figured out they figured out a new thing to solve that problem.
Yeah. So the tire goes bald. And the tire itself is actually in decent shape when it first goes bald. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to layer this new tread on top of your bald tire.
Makes perfect sense. Try to recover it a little bit.
It makes sense. And I know you've got to do it in this kind of situation.
Did it work?
They are a little bit dangerous.
okay.
I did a little research on this.
Slow. Yeah, I've never heard of this before.
I did a little research on it, and they sometimes still try to do it, I think, in the trucking industry because they go through so many tires.
Right. Very big, expensive tires.
But then again, you see these blowouts and things. I think the danger is the cap comes off the tire.
Uh-huh.
And then you're in some kind of major straits on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat, though, that they tried to figure out a way to save rubber.
Oh, they really
everything.
Wanted to save rubber.
Yeah.
Shoes were rationed.
Oh, okay.
You can't even just go out and buy a pair of shoes in the middle of World War II. So, I mean, it's that kind of thing. And also synthetic rubber. That's a big thing we were doing in Kentucky.
Okay.
We had synthetic rubber plants in Louisville. And the whole reason for that is defense.
Right.
And it was kind of funny. Normally, we wouldn't get something like that.
Right.
But they wanted to make sure that it couldn't be bombed.
Oh, so they put it out here.
Put it in the middle of nowhere.
No one's going to bomb.
Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's us. And now, Jason.
Are we done?
You are not done. You haven't had a takeaway yet.
Oh, gosh. Man, I don't know.
So out of all the things, what left the biggest impression on you?
Fat man race.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to see that? You wouldn't want to participate in it, probably, if it's what we think that it is.
Well, what do you mean by that, Brent?
I say that you wouldn't want to be eligible.
I wouldn't want to be a bald tire either.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. We have now turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear. Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return. It's like the old rhyme with the coins, right? You can
yes, we're going to do more.
You can download even more episodes, the previous ones, on iTunes or the NPR One app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or rate us. If you did not like what you heard, then don't touch anything. Don't press any buttons. And special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design, WKMS, and the rest is history.